Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Rowan Pollivan, National Chairperson of the South African Zionist Federation. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Are you a Star Wars fan?
No, I said I'm actually very much a science fiction fan, and of course Star Wars, Star Trek, everything falls into that.
Amazing. All right. So it is Star Wars Day, but it is also Yom HaZikaron, and it is absolutely critical and vital that we commemorate this day. Why is it so important to do?
So, Howard, you know, I think that we need to commemorate the cost of Israel's continued existence. And we do so by noting the tragic loss of tens of thousands, you know, it's actually a number, 24,068 soldiers and security forces who sacrificed their lives defending our beloved state, Israel. And that also goes alongside the tragically high number of individual victims of terror, which is over 4,216. And these are not just numbers, these are people. These are people with lives, with families, with children, with daughters and siblings. And these people are needlessly taken simply because they've defending the beloved state of Israel or living in the beloved state of Israel. And it's absolutely imperative that we recognize the reason why Israel's there and the cost of Israel's existence.
Do we have any sense as to how many South Africans have lost their lives over the years, either in the defense of the country or in terror?
As far as I understand, there's been around 80 in terms of soldiers, and there's been about, and I correct me if I'm wrong, about 10 to 15 victims of terror. And, you know, that, you know, was the absolute tragic event that we, you know, the date of 21 November 2021 last year. I think that's the date that's just etched in the minds of our community when we lost our beloved Ellie K. And, this, you know, we really feel it here because we were so connected as Jews in the diaspora to Israel. So an attack on a Jew in Israel is an attack on a Jew in the diaspora. And we really, really feel it very strongly here.
The obviously, the feeling and the loss is something, as you say, we feel all around the world. How should we as South African Jews and South African supporters of Israel, how should we connect to this? What are the ways in which we can connect to this to make it more real?
You know, we are all connected to each other in South Africa as our Jewish community, and we connected to Israel. And Israel is such a tiny country that everyone is connected that way. So the best way to do it is to recognize the individual people and not just look at it as a large number and actually understand the story and the meaning and the sacrifices that people made and that people continue to make in protection of Israel. And, you know, that actually brings us together as a community. It helps us to connect to each other, understand why we are, that Israel actually ensures our survival in South Africa. The fact that Israel is on the front line of, you know, Israel's in a very difficult neighborhood, in a very difficult situation, and I feel that Israel is at the front lines of defending the Jewish people. And we as Jews in the diaspora and Jews in South Africa, we need to understand that we're free here because of the work that Israel does defending the Jewish people.
Obviously, living in South Africa, it's not exactly an easy neighborhood either, especially with the government's stance on Israel, the pressure on the government to ostracize Israel. That puts us in quite a difficult position, especially at a time like this.
That's right. That's completely right. And, you know, unfortunately, anti-Semitism is right. And one trope of anti-Semitism is to blame Jews, for example, in South Africa, or for the actions or the non-actions, you might say, of Israel. And we feel that very strongly. I mean, last year, in the Gaza conflict in May last year, the Jewish community in South Africa felt very vulnerable and felt attacked. And we always feel that because we, you know, the address, if you have any complaints or concerns, the address is not the Jewish community. The address is for the South African government. But unfortunately, we are targeted. But also, it's very important for us to stand up, to show who we are, to provide a vocal defense of Israel, to explain why Israel is right, why Israel is protects itself and does everything in its power to protect civilians. And I think we just need to continue telling our story and getting our message out there.
Rowan Pollard, National Chairperson of the South African Zionist Fed, why it is important to commemorate Yom HaZikaron. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us this morning.